really like to be preparing for some more games.
We would. And, yeah. An ideal situation, but that's not the reality. We're here, but had a great season and fell just a little short of where we wanted to be.
The Elkhorn North game, I know Bob and I there and watching that game. Kids hung tough for a long time against a pretty good team with some good size, hot shooter. Your guys were right in the thick of things.
We were, and you know, I feel like there late in the third, we kind of got down 10 and we probably let up a little bit. And I wish the final score would have looked a little bit closer because I don't think they necessarily beat us by 27. We were hanging around. And, you know, in the first quarter, the Murphy kid went off and he had his season high or career high game against us. And there in the third, you know, we had a chance make it within four on free throws in the middle of the third, and we weren't shooting very well. It, not saying anybody around this table was going to put us within four, but Trey had a chance. But, you know, we just shot incredibly bad as a team, and that kind of cost us. We were 7 of 33 from threes. We were 50% from free throw line. We shot 14 wide open, no one within 6 feet of us, three-pointers, and made three of them and airballed three of them. So when you got guys like the Murphy having a career game, the Oglebowl kid, he's a senior. He's been starting since he's a freshman. He tied his season high. You got to match that with those guys. And we had obviously a lot of guys who had great games all season, and we just collectively could not put the ball in the hoop on Monday. But the effort, the desire to win, all those things were there. But at the end of the day, you got to put the ball in the hoop, and we just had a bad time of having a lot of guys having, you know, a collective not good shooting night. And but you know, we were right there, and like I said, although they were shooting well, we weren't. We were right there in the third quarter and just kind of let it get away from us. So it's one of those games, you know, we got some seniors sitting here. I think they would love to play those guys again. Mm-hmm. And I think they know the outcome would be a little bit different, but you know, it comes down to it, though, watching other teams. If you want to make it to Lincoln, you got to have a good game to advance, and that's what Elkhorn North did, and 100% credit to those guys.
Piakowski kid really didn't hurt you all that much.
Yeah, he's the one. He had his second low of the season. He had 9, and his low was 8. So we held him in check, but again, it comes to you can get away with a performance like that when you have two other guys having a season high. But we did a very good job on him. He was a kid I maybe was a little worried about just because he's 6'6 and skilled, and we're not full of a bunch of 6'6 guys. But the only area he kind of hurt us was on offensive rebounds. I think he ended up with 12 rebounds, and he had 7 offensive. So he didn't put the ball in the hoop, per se, as much as he normally does, being a 19-point-a-game scorer. But he definitely gave him second-chance points on his offensive rebounds.
Before we talk about your seniors' Class B bracket, your thoughts, who's going to win and who's going to be there in the end, who's going to win it next Saturday? What do you think?
Oh, boy, it's going to be a tough tournament. But you look at it, the outside of Scotts Bluff, which is, you know, a large Class B school, the socioeconomic status of all those schools is significantly high. That, like we were talking about last night, the four teams in the girls' semifinals, they're all down there in the boys' as well. And, the way Class B's been set up the last about 5 or 6 years, it's the same teams all the time. You know, you got your Bennington, Norris, Wahoo, they had been C1 state champs and been in B the last couple years. Elkhorn North is down there all the time. Scott, I mean, if they don't make it, I feel like the world's come to an end. Pius, they've been a standard in Class A state tournament up until last year when they moved down to B. And now, obviously, you know, you're 10-16 in a Class B state tournament, and it's not because they're bad. They played 26 games against, you know, Class A or top 10 teams. And we always said going in, you know, back in late December, whoever got them in a district, they were going to end up costing somebody a wild card, and they did. They beat Wahoo. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great state tournament. With the Scott Pius one, what makes that one interesting, that's the – Pies is the ones who lost that game last year on that buzzer beater to Norris. And Scutt's probably going to be your favorite, but Pius, I mean, they could obviously play with anybody, and they got some size. Elkhorn North, Wahoo, the Hesser kid from Wahoo got hurt, and he didn't play the second half against Pius, so that probably changed some things. And I know throughout the year they only played five guys, and they would sub when they got in foul trouble. But I want to see how Elkhorn North goes there. I think if they're a team they want to turn it on, they're going to be pretty tough. Then Norris is going to be one of your favorites, but Bennington, they can shoot the three. Then Scotts Bluff, Gretna East, that's a rematch from a first round a year ago. And, you know, Crete had Scotts Bluff there, watched it on the way home with Bryson. And the Meininger kid, I don't think he even scored 6 points. And he didn't have a very good state tournament, so I'm curious to see how that goes. But it's going to be fun. But at the end of the day, I think Scott and Norris are going to be your favorites. But I wouldn't be surprised if there were upsets along the way as well.
You're going to be keeping tabs of C1, Ogallala, and Gothenburg down there as well.
Yeah. The Ogallala, Syracuse is a pretty good team. They, in sub-districts where they lose by 4 to Ashland, 5 to Ashland, and they're 18-8, but Ogallala, you know, they've got a history of not performing well down in Lincoln. I think this seems a little bit different, but they got to kind of break that stereotype of going down there and not choking. And then Gothenburg and Auburn, Coach Weeks at Auburn called me Thursday, and he doesn't leave any stone unturned. And I tell Coach Kane, you know, they're going to be as prepared as they can be. They're going to know the family tree of all their players and what their parents do for jobs, where their parents went to high school, and they had how they were when they played. And it's going to be interesting. But yeah, C1's going to be fun. You know, like Syracuse beat Cozad, and that was Cozad's only loss, who wasn't to Ogallala. So, I mean, they clearly can play. And back when I played, Syracuse was kind of a powerhouse. They were down in Lincoln. They won state the year after I graduated high school. And, you know, and you obviously got Ashland, who won state, and they return all guys. They didn't have any seniors last year. So I think B and C1 are going to probably be two most exciting. Class A's finally, you know, even where any of those guys could win, where in the past your top two or three teams were going to, they're head and shoulders above everybody else. So it's going to be a fun state tournament.
Could be fun to watch. You bet. You got three seniors here, Bryson Gully and Trey Tiller, Brody Graham, three of your guys who did a lot for you the last couple of years, didn't they?
Yeah, man, they can't say enough about them. These are the three captains we have. With Bryce and Brody, you know, we've been working at this for a long time this season, since back in early September, where these guys weren't doing a fall sport. And there's a lot of unseen hours that these guys had put in. And, you know, you got Trey, who did a lot for his senior year, made a lot of changes that he needed to have a good senior season. And these guys are going to be missed. You occasionally get a group of seniors that roll through, and it doesn't happen every year. And they leave a lasting impact, not just what they do on the floor, but just kind of the people they are. And, you know, the miles that we've spent together in vans and buses over the years, camps and games, those are the things that you're going to remember. Introduced to certain bands, you know, never heard of. Trey's good at the music category with that stuff, and you kind of get themes that you're always going to remember these guys like in 20 years from now. But you know, they were great leaders for us. There are a lot of times, you know, we weren't playing necessarily well, and I thought Brody did a good job kind of carrying the weight for the team in those moments of getting them there. And you know, you got Bryce, and he has a couple of the best shooting performances in not just McCook history, but state history. And you know, you go back to his freshman year, he went off against Holdridge, and you know, we kept running a set play for him to get threes. And he had great game last year against Ralston, where he had 11 threes, and then he had a nice week there back in January, where he had 24 threes in a week, which is insane. I got to assume in a three-game stretch there that's almost got to be a state record of most threes in three games. And, you know, he great shooter, could stretch the floor. And then, you know, you got Trey, who the last month of the season really turned it on. Early on in the year, he just played with a spark, which just made our team so much better. And then he got hurt. And we didn't have him for a while with his ankle, and kind of came back and didn't have that same spark. And it was awesome seeing him turn it back on. Like that Cozad game, I don't think that's very close if he doesn't show up. And he had 28 points, and it's incredible the performance all these guys have had throughout their careers. And they're going to be missed a lot, and not just what they can do with their play, but just who they are as people.
You bet. Bryson first. I know Bryson, I had a chance to talk after that Lex game. Bryson, that was the game where the rim was looking – was it Lex game?
Yeah.
The rim was looking awfully big that day, wasn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
But you had some games, a couple – yeah, as Coach said, it wasn't just this year. It's the last couple of years where shooters – boy, you start looking at it and just everything looks – the rim looks big, nuts, and everything goes in, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's just some days where – some weeks that everything just feels right. As soon as it comes off your hand, you know it's going in, so –
And for you, you've got to work around screens. You've got to have teammates set screens and just get your point guard distributing the ball. It takes not just you. It just takes everybody else, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of stressed all year to find the hot hand, whether it was me, Tripp, or Trey, setting screens for those guys, getting them open, and then ultimately finding them to get them the ball. So
once you have those games, the game film is out. Other teams are watching it, and they're guarding you a little bit closer at times, aren't they?
Yeah, there's definitely some times where teams guard a little tougher, a little tighter. Scott's Bluff, they're always going to face guard me because Scott doesn't want to lose to me. But
Uncle Scott. Uncle Scott. He knows all about you, that's for sure.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's definitely times where teams realize that one guy might be a little hotter than the rest, and they guard a little tighter, want to get out on their closeouts a little quicker, and they stress that. You can tell that they stress that the whole week, not to let this guy beat us.
But fun, you had a fun career, didn't you? Wouldn't change a thing. I mean, sure, some things should change, of course, but otherwise you had a fun time, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously some games I wish I would have played a little bit better, but, I mean, I think that's everybody in their career. There's always those games where you wish some things would have went it a little differently, but I really wouldn't change anything through the 4 years.
You still leaning toward baseball? I think you told me a while back. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go. I don't know where I'm going to go yet, but that's what the future is looking like, is college baseball.
All right. Someplace yeah. Around in Nebraska, or you looking for some out-of-state schools?
I'm going on a visit to Bethany Lutheran.
Okay.
They're in Mankato, Minnesota. And then the Hastings, McCook, a few schools in Nebraska, too.
Good deal. All right. Thank you for talking to us. Appreciate it, big guy.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Taylor, I gotta get the lowdown on this music deal because I'm a radio guy, so I love my music. Okay, what music do you tell everybody these guys about?
Oh, we're just like Zach Bryan, you know.
Oh, you're a country
Cornwall
guy.
And, I mean, depends before the game. Okay. I don't really have aux, but
okay.
I just, whatever's playing.
So you're a country, more of a lean into a country guy.
Yeah, I like country.
Okay. Nothing else?
No, I mean, before a game, you know, can't listen to country, but
no, you can't.
But
absolutely not.
Whatever Trenton Riley was playing in the locker room was fine with me.
Oh, okay, very good. And it could be one of a different couple of different things with Trenton, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just had to pick your brain a little bit because I'm a rocker. I'm a classic rocker. I'm a 70s, 80s classic, right? AC/DC, you know, Metallica, stuff like that. Is that okay with you?
No, that's a little.
Oh, Trey, we got to talk. We're gonna spend a week with me, and I'll spend a week with me. I'll switch you. Okay.
All right.
Fun senior season, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was a good time.
You bet. We got to go back. Coming off the sickness, Bob and I know Coach Diamond said, "Boy, that one game. What was Alliance?
Yeah.
Oh boy." Out there just white as a ghost. Boy, yeah. I thought, is this guy going to make it to the entire game? And you did.
Yeah, barely, but I did.
That's tough, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't come to school the next day. I didn't feel the greatest, but.
But you fought your butt off on that one, didn't you?
Yeah, didn't shoot very well, but.
like Bryson, you're a shooter out there. You got to rely on teammates getting you the ball and teammates setting screens and stuff like that, don't you?
Yeah. They all did a pretty good job this year, moving the ball and getting other people open. And, yeah, it was fun.
Favorite game? I know Coach had a tossed a few games. What favorite one to be in?
Probably the Cozad one.
Wait, really? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean.
Because it's Cozad.
Yeah. Well, I played pretty well. Huh. I probably played the best this year, so mm-hmm. It was fun.
You bet. Great group to be around. You know, yep. Any other games the last 4 years, moments that really stood out being around these guys and the program?
So the Sydney win last year was a lot of fun just because they were ranked. And, uh-huh. Once again, shot pretty well, and it's always fun when you shoot well. And let's see, the GI Northwest game was fun this year mm-hmm. as well. We won the holiday tournament. And, yeah, the Goodland, even though I didn't play, the Goodland game was even fun to, like, be a part of just because the atmosphere was pretty great, and it was close game and competitive game. And, those are my favorites, probably.
And being out, the injury situation had to drive you nuts, didn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't the most fun, especially at the start of the year. Yeah.
Because you were out there pretty much. Did you play the first game of Goodland, or did you play?
I played until, like, third quarter against Norton.
And then out for the last two games. And I know watching the bench, it's like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Did you ever beg the coaches, hey, come on, wrap it up. Come on, we can do this.
Kearney Catholic, I begged him to put me in. He put me in, and then I missed the game-winning layup.
That's right. Yep. That's right. So. That's right.
But then I played overtime, and we won. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
I guess it works.
Did you really expect to play that game?
Yeah.
You thought it's going to happen sometime.
Well, if like we were up by, what was it, 16 or something, and then they came back, and then I was just like, all right, I'm ready to play. Mm-hmm. So.
You've had a busy year with not only basketball. Before that, football was fun too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good year. It's kind of the same way with this. We wish we could have, won a few more, but in the end, it was fun. We had a good season.
Anything in the spring season coming up for you?
No, I don't think so. Just
fish. I couldn't remember if you were out for golf or not. I couldn't remember.
No. I just do it for fun every once in a while.
Sure.
To beat him, Brody.
Sure.
Right of me.
Sure. Uh huh. So fishing a lot. Are you on the? Are you part of the high school team or fishing team?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just out for fun.
Just out for fun.
College plans. I think I asked you this back in football, but I forgot. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go to Southeast to the Milford campus. And
okay.
Do electrical. It's the plan.
Okay. Very good. Fun watching you. Gosh, wait, you wish you had one more year?
Yeah, I mean.
Did you do this all again?
Yeah, I've enjoyed the senior year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, classes ain't too hard and. Just get to play sports.
All part of being a senior, right?
That's right.
Exactly right. Trey, it's fun. And, of course, we got a chance to Uncle Jim, Grandpa Jim, we saw him at almost every game. We always got a few comments from him every now and then.
Yeah.
So we're going to – hopefully that'll continue. We'll still see him at some games.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
You bet. Thanks, Trey. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Graham, one thing got to say with Brody we're going to miss the most is because he's related to a family that – own a certain restaurant, and they bring Bob and I goodies. So hopefully that doesn't change, Brody. Could you put a good word in for us tonight? That even with you gone, that won't change for next year?
I'll have to talk to my Aunt Jade, but I'm sure we can make some arrangements.
I'm begging and pleading. Boy, that was fun getting those goodies. But how about your senior? Again, not the ultimate goal of making it to Lincoln, but you had a ball, didn't you?
Yeah, I'd say overall probably my most fun year of high school. We obviously didn't get to where we wanted to get, but I feel like the state of our program is headed in the right direction, which is ultimately what I wanted to do with my 4 years here. And I feel like the youth is getting more involved with the basketball. And I mean, a 16-win season and an 18-win season, I feel like we're trending up. So.
Yeah, you had a lot of fun getting the younger kids and coaching some of those kids and make sure, hey, let's make the future of McCook basketball, keep it going, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a big thing is starting young, because coming at high school is a freshman, I was a bit lost. So being able to teach, I coach seventh grade this year, so coaching the stuff that Coach Imus teaches us, I think that they'll have a head start on it when they're in high school. So,
one thing, if you watch Bison boys basketball with Brody, is he's about 6 foot tall, give or take a few, but this guy, it was in the paint constantly, offensively, defensively. You're not a typical guard. A normal guard sometimes stands out, just stands outside. You like to get mix it up on the inside, don't you?
Yeah, my favorite player growing up was Russell Westbrook. And, I mean, I can't dunk, but he did everything inside, so like that was my favorite thing to do. And then, obviously, I'm not the best three-point shooter, so finding a way to impact the game, and, I mean, that's ultimately what I do. So
it was a lot of times defensively you were guarding some big guys inside at times.
Yeah, I mean, we switched most screens this year, so sometimes I end up on the big guys. But, I mean, whoever I'm guarding, so.
Hell, I same question I asked Trey. Wish you had to do this one more year to do it all again?
Yeah, absolutely. The sports part, not the school part. But definitely the sports part.
Favorite game? Their game stands out? This year or past years?
Yeah, last year the Gothenburg game at home. We went to overtime. That was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say senior night, honestly. I think that was probably our best game as a team. Yeah. It was a lot of fun, too. I mean, Oliver got a dunk. I think about everybody played good. We had a good crowd, so that was a lot of fun. And then Goodland was fun. It was a good atmosphere. We had the game-winning block there at the end. So that was a fun game. A
couple other seniors aren't here, Oliver and also Miles. I think that's and Trenton Riley.
Yep.
You know, you six, pretty tight bunch, and you've done a lot of sports with each other, and to get it, miss those times, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that our senior class, since we were young, we've stuck together in everything. Six kids for basketball. Since I was a freshman, that's the biggest class, so it's pretty cool that we all stuck together, and we had a good year, so.
What are you going to do next? What's college plans coming up?
I'm kind of undecided on my major and my career and stuff, but I got a visit at Southeastern Lincoln on Friday at 1, and then I'm going to head over to State and catch some of those games. So I'm kind of undecided on what I'm going to do, but thinking maybe there.
Yeah, roommates. Roommates.
Oh, roommates. Yeah. You still roommates? Oh, gosh. Look out. Huh? No, they'll do fine. You've already kind of planned that a little bit, huh? Very good. So you're going to make mom and dad empty nesters right off the – because your brother's going to be – won't be here, will he?
No, he's staying around.
He's staying around. Yeah, okay, very good. I thought, wow, mom and dad going to be empty nesters just like that. Holy smokes. You bet. Anything in the springtime coming up for you?
No, I'm going to just enjoy myself.
And beat Trey on the golf course, yeah, right?
He's been talking some smack, so I think we're going to have to go out maybe Monday. We'll
last
see.
Time we went out, I would, no.
It wasn't good?
No, I would have beat him. We scrambled together because, you know.
We're so bad, normally we just scramble to save some time.
You let other guys play through.
Our goal is to finish in under 3 hours and not hit coach's house. I'll come
See, he lives over there now, so you can kind of aim for that now, can't you?
Yep.
You bet. By the way, speaking of that, any certain Coach Ima stories you can share with us? That are clean and no, I'm just teasing. But any certain ones?
We're out of time, right?
No, we're not out. We got plenty of time. We got plenty of time.
Me, so.
What's that now?
I said he took some shots at me, so yeah. I really think.
Drink or Brody, what do you think?
I mean, nothing too crazy off the top of my head.
Okay, you just don't want.
There's one down there that I'm not. He told me that. I wasn't allowed to tell. It's not too bad, but we're just going to leave it there.
Okay. Great. Now you brought it out. Everybody wants to know. Everybody's going to be bugging the heck out of you now. You bet. Thanks, Brody. It's fun watching you over the last couple of years. Wish you had another year, dang it, but it was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. One more time with Coach Ima. Swing that back over. And just a fun group, Coach. Yeah, six guys. That's the largest class you've had in a while, isn't it?
Yeah, like I said, they're a group that the people they are, the impact that they have is incredible. And like I told these guys after the game, you know, not as a coach, but as a parent, the role models they are for our kids is exceptional. And you couldn't have asked for a better group of kids for our youth to look up to. And like you mentioned, you know, Brody had been coaching guys. Bryson has spent so much time with the youth. He did some coaching last year, but anytime we've got little kids around, he's around. And how much our kids gravitate to these guys is awesome. And, you know, you've done this long enough. Sometimes you don't want kids gravitating to certain kids, but this group, man, they're going to have an impact that's going to last well beyond. And there's going to be kids who, when they're in high school and if they're having success and they're kind of mimicking what they saw out of these guys, they might not realize it, but it's definitely going to happen. So gonna miss being around them. Obviously, gonna miss their play, but most importantly, you know, we could have a bad season and these guys are still the guys they are. They're going to make it enjoyable regardless of wins and losses. So exceptional group. Excited to stay in contact with them and see what they do here in the future.
Now for next year, you lose a good senior class, but you've got some other kids. We saw that five on the floor late in the game against Elkhorn North. I said, Bob, that's probably your starting five or close to it for next year. With yeah. Mason West and those and Creighton and those guys.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you got guys like Tripp and Cooper, they're good competitors. You're going to have a chance, and you know you hope that guys like Mason and Lance they can fill the score sheet scoring. I mean, they had a great JV seasons. Lance for parts of the year was coming in and giving us great scoring this year. And then you got guys like Spencer Snyder. He was hurt all year. I think he's going to be able to come in and give us some great minutes. Creighton, you know, got better as the year went on once he got healthy. Like a class like this, the seniors, I mean, they've been playing forever. Mm-hmm. You know, Bryson's been playing as a freshman. Brody's been starting since he's a sophomore. Trey came in a few times as a sophomore. Played a lot last year. Yeah, he almost got his shot blocked from Carter Nelson standing under the hoop, and Trey shoots a three. I'll never forget that. But yeah, I mean, we just got to get guys, got to get a year better. We're probably not going to have the depth that we've had because we've had so much experience, but I think the guys coming back, though, are good ones to build off of.
Yep, should be a fun bunch, and you'll get after it coming up in the summertime, won't you?
Yeah, we'll be getting right back at it. Here in a couple weeks, going to be working with some junior high kids and start being ready for the next group, but give these guys a break, and when it's time to go, hopefully they're ready to go.